You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Alrighty, back here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network. Tiki, we're in the company of something that is kind of a dying breed around the college game. A four-year player, a champion, terrific career with Carolina. Joel Berry is with us here on Tiki and Tierney, and he's in our studio. Joel, welcome today, man. How are you?
Yes, sir. I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for having me.
Respectful young man. Yeah, we were talking before the show, we dropped about five sirs already.
I hear you.
Let's loosen it up there, brother. Don't call him sir. I'm not a sir. I am, but I'm not.
We're jealous of the hair over there. I wish I had a wig like that.
But. Oh, yeah. I'm going to keep it as long as I can.
Yeah, mine was gone like 3 years before how old you are right now. I was 20 and I was shaving mine down. Now, you're a finalist for the AAU Sullivan Award. Tell us about this, because this is a pretty big honor.
Yes, sir, it is. Just being a finalist for it is an honor. Mm-hmm. And if I win it, you know, I feel like it'll be something that I always remember more than just the accolades on the court. It speaks to, you know, my leadership and how I am outside of basketball and how I am as a person. So to me, it would mean a lot for me to get this award.
Nice, and it means something to obviously your university. They draft you or they bring you in, and you represent them well. So congrats on that.
Thank you.
Before we get started here, now you're getting ready for the draft.
I am.
It's not too far down the road, and you know, who knows at this point where you'll get drafted, late first, second, who knows? But what's the process like for you leaving college and getting ready to try to take this step? Right. To this ultimate level.
Exactly. Well, it's definitely a quick turnaround from having to go from the season into working out. And you don't get a chance to rest. And that's the biggest thing. And, you know, you might have the injuries and the little nicks and nacks from the season. But you got to kind of deal with those a little bit because you got to get ready for the pre-draft stuff. So it's a busy process, but at the same time, I'm just trying to enjoy it as much as possible.
What is different about Joel Berry from the first day he showed up and Roy Williams took him under his wing to now?
Right. Well, when I first got there, I felt like I didn't know how to play basketball. And then I just took it upon myself to try to be the player that I wanted to be and be the player that coach knew I could be. Mm-hmm. And now I can look back and say that I gave it my all and I did all that I could to help the university and help myself.
You watch the NBA a lot, big NBA guy?
No, not really. I'm more of a college guy, mm-hmm. but I pay attention to the pros a lot.
Here's all you have to do. Shoot. I mean, that's it. I mean, you don't even really need a handle at this point. Somebody will free up on a pick.
Right.
If you're open, splash it, and somebody's going to draft you.
Oh, yeah.
It's that simple.
Yeah.
Shoot.
The game now, as you can see this year, it's all about shooting threes.
Yeah.
And I think the Houston Rockets kind of changed their thing. Process around, and you'll see them go to the basket. They'll have a wide open two, but they'll throw it out for a 3-point shot.
Yep.
So that's just how the game is.
That's nuts. It's evolved quite a bit. You're right. They do pass up a good shot for what they view as a better shot, but a lot of people might not view it as a better shot. But it based on the metrics, it actually has proven out to be that it is a better shot. That, you know, that's Joel Berry with us here on Tiki and Tierney from North Carolina.
Yeah,
terrific career. He's a champion.
Now, Joel, you know draft. I can't really be a fan of yours because
I'm a Virginia kid.
Hey,
make fun of him, by the way.
Why? Hey. We beat him twice.
Hey, it's okay. The first team to lose to a 16? Who is it?
You got
this guy's on the bottom right here.
I wasn't there. I supported them when they were winning.
Yeah.
No, but I say that because the ACC has become such a – I mean, it's always been a great conference, but Virginia was – nothing when I was there.
In
the years after, actually, they were pretty good for a couple of years with Curtis Staples and Harold Dean, et cetera.
Curtis Staples, yeah, good name.
But then it went through this like abyss, and now it's back.
Yeah.
And they're so different than you guys, than mm-hmm. Duke, than Florida State.
Right.
The ACC has become this this minefield of different teams you have to play, because then you got Syracuse, which plays in that zone. It kind of prepares you for the tournament. And when I say that, I look at your success from 2 years ago, not this past season, but 2 years ago when you guys won the national championship. Does playing in the ACC make you guys better for the games that mean most to, I think, most people?
Yeah, it really does. Like you said, you got your Florida State, who they kind of play like us, a fast-paced, mm-hmm. pressure on defense. And then the next game, you might play against Virginia, which is the slowest pace in college basketball.
The history of college basketball. Yeah. It seems like it sometimes. Yeah.
And then the next game, you might get Syracuse, who runs an unorthodox 2-3 that you don't see all the time.
Yeah.
And so playing in the ACC definitely gets you ready for the tournament when it comes down to if a team plays a 2-3 or if a team plays a slow pace, we know how to adjust to do that. So.
Joe, what are your thoughts on, you know, whether it's a lottery pick or in general, you know, middle first round, late, whatever it might be, about how there's this thought about, and it's so unfair because it really contradicts what college should be about. Mm-hmm. The player who stays, you know, 4 years, forget about that. I mean, that's the highest of anomalies here. But even 2 or 3 years, that they're almost penalized. Like, if you don't come out after your first year, you're like, well, this, you know, this must really not be that good, which is ridiculous. I mean, it seems so unfair. How does the sport combat that, or can you not? Is that just is what it is?
I think it is what it is. I mean, you know, the NBA sees potential, and that's what it's about.
Mm. And they pay for potential.
Yeah,
they see it, and they pay for it.
Exactly. I mean, the NBA and college, they start looking at kids as young as 9, 10-year-olds, and you know, with the exposure that, you know, youth sports have, I mean, it's they see the potential and they're like, okay, we're going to keep our eye on this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they get to that point of potentially being a draft pick, you know, they just draft them off of that. So, and the guys who do stay get penalized.
Yeah.
But, I mean, honestly, to me, I'm glad that I stayed 4 years because not only have I grown as a young man, but I feel like I had something that I can look back on and say that I've enjoyed. And, you know, the fans have gotten a chance to see me not just only for basketball, but who I am as a person. And to me personally, that means more than just seeing me as a basketball player.
That's a good answer.
Now, coming out of high school, you know you're getting a scholarship somewhere. You end up going to North Carolina.
Right.
Was your dream get to the NBA, or was it have great college career? Because I think that's part of the difference that we're talking about. A lot of these kids come out of high school, and they're like, college, I don't care about college. I'm going to be here for a year, and I'm just, it's just a stepping stone.
Right, right. I think it just it speaks about my family. I grew up in I had two older sisters that I looked up to. So I knew they weren't going to play any professional sports. So it's something that I never thought about. It wasn't my dream to play in the NBA. My dream was just to play sports, but it wasn't necessarily to play in the NBA. And so I just played basketball because I loved it, and that's what I love to do. And then once I started getting recruited, you know, it was just a whole new world to me and to my parents and to my family.
Yeah. What did you study?
I studied exercise and sports science.
So if basketball should end tomorrow, my mom used to always tell me that you could walk down the steps tomorrow and break your ankle. And
right.
Play sport. What are you going to do? Right. If basketball ended for you, what would you go do?
I just kind of want to work on the administration side. And, you know, there's just a lot that goes on in college sports and just sports in general that, you know, that needs to be fixed. And I kind of want to do that to help guys that are coming up behind me to just have a better experience. I mean, I've had a great experience in college, but it can always get better. So I would love to get into something like that.
You ever think about coaching?
Yeah.
I would love to coach. I'm so fiery to where sometimes
That's a good thing, man. That's a good thing. That's
I feel like it could probably backfire a little bit. But,
nah.
I want to look into it, but I just feel like you know, being around the sport is a great thing, but I kind of want to experience life outside of sports.
Yeah.
So
there you go.
Yeah.
That's a good answer.
I agree.
You can tell he stayed for 4 years. He's got a good perspective on the world.
Yes, sir. You know? Yes, sir.
We got their team.
Yeah, I was just asking, who's your favorite teammate down there?
Theo Pinson.
Pinson.
I don't know if you guys gotten a chance to experience him.
Yeah.
Y'all probably need to get him on this show because he will make y'all laugh to death, but he's a guy that you can always go see during the day. And if you're having a bad day, he's always going to put a smile on your face.
Yeah.
So he got me through the bad time. So that was my favorite teammate.
Now, it takes guys like that to I mean, seriously, to win a national championship.
It does.
Because it's a grind, right?
And, it really is.
Things are great 1 minute, you're on the floor the next minute, and you have to find a way to get back up. And people don't realize that sometimes in a team dynamic, it's not always the biggest names that have the biggest impact.
Yeah, he kept our team loose, and, I mean, he just kept us laughing, and we knew how to turn it on and turn it off.
Yeah.
And he was the guy that was right in the middle of it.
Who was the key to your national championship run?
He was the key because the years before, he was battling his he had broke his foot, and so he really never got a chance to play with us. And he actually was hurt at the beginning of the season, and he came back. And honestly, I don't think we would have won the national championship if it wasn't for him.
Interesting.
Well, listen, this is really a great award. Terrific career, champion 4 years, one of the best programs in the country. Some could certainly, and there's a lot of evidence to support this, you could say the best program in the country. Final Four, most outstanding player, national champ, and he's named to the AAU Sullivan Award finalist list. Joel Berry, we're rooting for you, Joel. Good to have you in studio, man. Thanks for stopping by.
Yes, sir. Cool. Thank you, guys, by the way.
You can vote on this. Voting ends or opens today. It closes on the 29th of no, this is already over, correct?
Yeah,
gotcha. So, but you can go to check this out at www.aausullivan.org and check out all the athletes there.
Well, voting for him. It doesn't matter who else. You vote for this guy here.
I appreciate it.
Thanks, Joel. Appreciate
you,
buddy.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.